In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. This Sunday, the church calendar honors St. Gregory Palamas, the Hierarch of Thessalonica in the 14th century, for his most critical defense of our theology. If last week we celebrated a Sunday of Orthodoxy and the reestablishment of the veneration of the icons, this week it's another celebration of Orthodoxy in our theology of understanding and how we can participate with God and God with us. There is a notion at this time, and it still is in most of Christendom outside of Orthodoxy, that God is he's pure essence and he's unknowable to man other than how he's been revealed, say, in the scriptures or to us directly or through natural law. But St. Gregory Palamas has argued, and this is our faith, this is what we believe and what we proclaim, there was a council over this, that we can know God not in his essence and who he truly is, because we cannot comprehend that, but in his energies. And there's this distinction of how we can participate and actually know and come to experience God. And we can know and experience him through his energies, his powers. And much like how the sun emanates its rays and its energy out, and we can feel that. We can be warmed by that. We can turn it into power and energy. But we're not touching the sun. We're not knowing the essence of the sun by harnessing its rays. This is much like how God works. And so when we receive God's love through our prayers, our petitions to him, and in the sacraments, it's truly something that we are partaking of, and we're knowing him personally. And we can do that on this earth, and we can become illuminated by it. We can participate in it and be like it. We don't have to wait to the next world to see if we can possibly be lucky enough and lived enough, a righteous enough a life to just have a glimpse of God face to face. We can do it now. We can have him with us. And this is a miracle. And this miracle, brothers and sisters, extends to all of us. And this is the true miracle that God has given to us here. We hear today in the Gospel of Mark presented to us this miraculous healing of this paralytic man in Capernaum, where it's a memorable story because they ripped this ceiling off of the house of Peter's mom's home in order to lay this paralytic down because there was no room. And Christ, he's in the midst of the Christ, and Christ, he says, your sins are forgiven you, son. And this causes a stir, a commotion. Who is this man to forgive sins? And ultimately, he heals this paralytic to have him walk and to show that he has the power, that he truly is the Son of God, to convince these naysayers in Capernaum that who he truly is. But I want you to understand, what did Christ's mission to this man, what was it? He's laid down, and Christ knows that he's paralyzed and that his friends are seeking a healing for him. A miraculous healing, because they've no doubt might have heard of Christ doing this already. But Christ offers him repentance, forgiveness of sins. So many of us, I know, myself included, we turn to God and we want miracles. We want things to be right in our lives. We want ailments to go away. We want pains to go away. We want financial issues to go away. We want doubts in our minds to go away. We want God to fix that for us. And oftentimes they stay long, long, long. They don't go away. But what God does still offer us is more special. Forgiveness. Repentance. It's miraculous. It takes the sinner that we are, the horrible, defiled person that we act like. Sometimes it's hidden because we want no one to know actually who we really are. It's just the truth. But deep down, we know who we are and what we are. But he takes that, and he washes it clean. He burns it away as if it never existed. What a miracle. That's God's love for us. He doesn't care how bad we've acted and how offensive we were, not only to his commandment, but to harming the children that he has created in the world. He doesn't care. He offers us forgiveness. And that's the primary thing that God wants to give us. That was the primary thing he offered on this day, this miracle in Capernaum. And so, brothers and sisters, I want us to reflect upon this, that we can participate in God. That God is not just a, a mental gymnastic exercise for us to try to comprehend. And maybe one day we live a good enough life, we'll be able to have some kind of glimpse of him in the next world. This beatific vision. Truly, we're going to see God face to face in the next life. There's no doubt about that. But today, here and now, we can participate and know and experience truly who God is. He came into the world for this reason, so that we can transform, be transformed from this created person who is apt to sin and to be selfish and not to think of others. He can transform us into something like God's because we take God in us. And it's primarily done by repentance, through prayer and forgiveness of sins. And that's open and free-flowing from God every day. So when we petition God for these things that we want, these miracles, these difficulties to be taken away from us, remember that he's offering us something already, something more miraculous than any of healing of a bad back or a sickness. He's giving us a fresh start, a new life, day in, day out, a forgiveness of sins. It's truly a miracle and a blessing, brothers and sisters. This is our primary gift that God has given us, to be white as snow and to be like him, because we can participate with him here and now. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.